This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves. On February 5th, Ellie Stafford won the crown at the 45th annual contest of Miss Arkansas State. Stafford is a strategic communication major in the College of Liberal Arts and Communication and a Chancellor's List student. Stafford also won the Beth Damphis Talent Award and the Kelly Damphis Interview Award. She received scholarship money from Arkansas State and will compete this summer in the Miss Arkansas competition. I talked with Stafford in this interview and asked her about her love for Arkansas State University, which she says started as a little girl.
I guess my love started right when I was born. My first public outing was actually to an A-State men's basketball game at the now First National Bank Arena. And so I thought that was pretty ironic because my love literally began right when I stepped stroller out of the house. And then since then, there's been multiple pictures of me in different dance and cheer uniforms. There's one of me trying to do the splits. It's very tragic. But I would always wear uniforms to all of the, you know, different football and basketball games. And I would personally go just to watch, you know, as I got older, for Miss A-State and for the dancers. And I just dreamed of getting to be a part of that for so long. And so as I got older, it was time to start choosing colleges and everything. And honestly, you know, coming in, I was a little skeptical about staying in the same town. But once I went on a tour, I could easily tell that this, you know, this university is a city within a city. And I felt like I was in my own world, but my parents were still really close if I ever needed anything. And it just brought me so many different connections and memories. And as I, you know, began my freshman year, I was able to watch Destiny win Miss Arkansas State, and then one of my good friends, Corey. And so just watching all the legacy that all of them have left and kind of the bar that they've set for Miss A-State and how much they do on campus has really driven me to want this for my entire life, but especially during my time in college.
So. And you're referring to Destiny Quinn. So tell us about, how long have you been involved in pageants? And what was it that you said, this is something that I want to do, I want to go into pageant world?
So my first pageant was Miss Lights of the Delta's Outstanding Teen, I guess in 2014. It was my sophomore year in high school. And what's funny about this, actually, is the summer before, I went to go watch one of my friends that was competing in Miss Arkansas's Outstanding Teen. And I didn't really know that those two connected, so I just thought I was just doing a local pageant to win a local pageant, win some scholarships, have a way to, you know, promote a platform of, at that time, it was just the Make-A-Wish Foundation before it transformed into Live to Give, which is volunteering in general.
Yeah.
And so, actually, at the dance, I had a dance practice that Wednesday night, and we had a parent with my dance studio that weekend that I wasn't going to be able to be at. And so I told my dance teacher, you know, hey, I'm not going to be there. And Claudia, who was also dancing with me, said, oh, I'm not going to be there either. Where are you going to be? And I said, well, I'm competing in Miss Lights of the Delta's Outstanding Teen. What are you doing? She goes, well, I'm competing in Miss Lights of the Delta. And neither one of us had ever done a pageant or anything like that in our lives. And so it was really funny because we didn't even have an idea that we were going together. But then we ended up winning that together and spending that year. And just having her as that mentor and that guide really drove me to want to do Miss Arkansas when I was older. Just because I saw what it did for her, how much scholarship money she won just as a senior in high school. And so I competed in teen my sophomore year. I made top 10 and I turned around and did it again. My junior year, I won Miss River Delta's Outstanding Teen. And then I placed second runner up at Miss Arkansas's Outstanding Teen. And so then I took my senior year off to kind of figure out why I was going to school. I gladly made the correct decision. I'm at the best school in the state.
Right.
And then my freshman year, I kind of took the time to get settled in and really kind of find my place and get as involved as possible on campus as I could. And so then last year, I competed in Miss River Delta, placed top 10 at Miss Arkansas, and now my dream has finally come true. I got to compete in Miss Arkansas State University, and I'm really excited to get to go back.
So how has it been? What is being in pageants, what besides the scholarship money, mm-hmm. what has it done to be able to kind of help you in your life by way of you know, has it helped you in your interviewing skills, in your confidence, and those kinds of things? How has it really helped in that regard?
Absolutely. I like to say that pageants has brought, they've brought my dad's side out in me. It's really opened me up. It's brought my guard down to be able to just, first and foremost, go up to anybody and, you know, start a conversation, which I think is very important social skills that I could use later on in the workforce, mm-hmm. in the interview process. It's helped me to be able to formulate opinions, you know, on different things going on in current events, staying updated on all of that. And it's really just opened me up to so many different opportunities and connections as well. I still talk to the people who, you know, directed me during my first year in teen. And I still talk to the friends that I made that year all the way up until now. I have friends all the way across the state. And it's actually funny, whenever I won, since it was a weekday, a lot of my friends that lived far away couldn't come. And so I got to FaceTime one of my best friends, Tiffany Lee from OBU, on the stage, and also another one of my best friends, Hannah Oliver, who's actually Miss Mississippi State right now, mm-hmm. down there in Starkville. And so just to have those connections and friendships and just opportunities to grow both personally and with other people, It's really blessed me with a lot. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all the memories that I've gotten to make. And hopefully I'll make a few more this year.
Ellie Stafford is joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. You're also a dancer, yes. Of course. So kind of tell us, you've been dancing for a long time. Tell mm-hmm. us about that and your love for dance. What kind of inspired that love for you mm-hmm. to go into the dance?
So I started dancing at Christy McNeil's Dance Studio here in Jonesboro when I was 2, and I began competition at 5, and so I was very young. But my mom, when you go back and watch videos, you can tell I just had a love for it. I practiced all the time. I wanted to make sure I was, you know, doing the best I could. And as I grew up, I kept staying in competition. Once I got to high school, I tried out for the high school dance team and led my team as my senior year as captain to win a state championship. So that was really fun. But through all this, I knew that whenever I was in college, I wanted to dance. And so that was very important to me. And luckily, Coach Paige Pauly reached out to me my senior year. And Claudia and all of them that I knew so well invited me to come watch practices and attended recruiting clinics. And so when it was time to try out, I was super excited to be able to have that opportunity. And so this is my 3rd year on the team. I'm super excited just to be able to represent my school in that way and still get to do what I love the most, which is dancing.
And so what's it like being one of the dancers on the dance team for Arkansas State University?
It's a dream. And I will say it's very overwhelming. It's a lot of practicing. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of, you know, nationals preparation. But it's all worth it in the end. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when I get, you know, too overwhelmed, I have to step back and remember why I did it to begin with. And it's just because I love to get to represent my school. I love getting to form that bond with my teammates and my coach and just get to grow in so many ways. But that's just something that, you know, I'm going to look back on in a few years and, you know, really appreciate that I got to do and think that, you know, my child could be up there. Hopefully my future daughter will be up there one day, you know, on that field and on that court doing what I got to do. And so I think that's an amazing opportunity that, you know, we should never take for granted.
You were talking about children. You were talking about, you know, you hope that your future daughter will be up there someday or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I imagine, though, that you probably have a lot of young girls probably who would come up to you, probably especially after you won pageants mm-hmm. and especially after you won Miss Arkansas State. And that, what would you tell, you know, how would you tell young girls or what advice would you give them if, you know, I could be the next Miss Arkansas State or I could mm-hmm. be the Miss Lights of Delta? What advice would you tell girls that maybe want to start, you know? How would you advise them to get started in pageants if that's something that they really want to do?
Yeah. So when I was, I think it was when I was probably 8, the first Miss ASU I got to know really well was Morgan Bookout. And that was the first time I ever went to Miss Arkansas. And just, you know, I didn't really get to talk to her a whole lot, but just I just idolized, you know, everything that she did as Miss Arkansas State. I looked up to her in so many ways. And so I would just tell them that, you know, I look all big and, you know, important with a crown on my head, but, you know, I was there and I dreamed of getting to do so many things, but, you know, the way that I, you know, accomplished those things was I just pushed myself and, I, you know, pushed myself out of my comfort zone. I did things that I never thought I'd be able to do. And I mean, going into pageants, I was terrified of interview. I was terrified of standing on stage in front of people and, just honestly, practice makes perfect. If you really, really want it, then you can really push yourself, to get to where you want to be. And, over these years, I've had so many people help me and guide me through that. Sure. And I'm also more than willing to help them, you know, through those times, too. I've actually gotten to work with a few girls that have just now started in the teen organization. And mm-hmm. One specifically, she went to Valley View. Her name's Peyton Riley. And she wanted to win a teen title so bad. And so we worked all summer. And at the beginning of August, she got to win her first teen title. So it was just cool to kind of see that relive that moment mm-hmm. that I got to live. You know, a few years ago with my first title, and to see them get to experience what I got to experience is awesome. So just, you know, work hard and push yourself more than you ever thought you could. And
yeah,
crazy things will happen.
Fantastic. We're talking to Ellie Stafford, who joins us here, Miss Arkansas State, mm-hmm. here at on A-State Connections. Do you think that the competition in dance that you did for so many years, do you think that kind of helped in a way kind of prepare you for competitions and pageants, even though they're two different things? Because I imagine that when you step on stage, there's probably a switch that just goes mm-hmm. on, you know, because you're just used to that competition mode.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
So with pageants, you know, it's a little bit more than just a dance competition. There's, you know, the offstage interview and all of that. But there's just something about getting to be on the stage again. You know, I always look back at competitions. I keep up with my studio still today, and I just miss being on that stage. And so whenever I have the opportunity to compete, whether it's in a local pageant or a Miss Arkansas pageant, it really just brings back those old memories and lets me, you know, kind of relive those, especially when I get to perform my talent. But especially at Miss Arkansas State, you know, that's probably one of the biggest crowds I've I've competed in front of as far as a local pageant by far, because all the other ones were in Lot Blyville, which I love Blyville. It's very close to my heart, but it was a lot smaller of a pageant.
Sure.
As far as the audience, it was mainly just parents, sponsors, and, you know, brothers and sisters. And so getting, I don't know, it just felt like Miss Arkansas being up there with all the people that are just yelling their heads off for you and having signs and screaming for you. And it just brought back dance competition so much, but it also made me feel so loved and appreciated too, having that, you know, huge Miss Arkansas sure. type audience there.
What did it feel like when they announced your name that you were Miss mm-hmm. Arkansas State University? What went through your head?
It was so many different emotions. And, you know, it's always stressful kind of having to stay in there and listen to the prelim awards, because, I mean, you hear people win those and then, you know, crazy things happen sometimes and they don't end up winning the pageants. And so when I got called for interview and talent, I was like, okay, Ellie, like, you don't have this yet. Like, you don't have it. And when David from KFine was going through all the sponsorships and everything, he went through and pronounced Estee Lauder, Estee Lauder. And so that kind of brought the nervousness out and made me laugh. And then after that, you know, when they announced my name, it just felt like so much a time, you know, spent dreaming about this, you know, this moment, and so much work put into it had just all paid off. And I you know, looking back at pictures and everything, I just had to take a double take at the sash. And I was like, wait, that's my sash. Like, this is my title now. And it's just crazy to think, but it's so exciting.
And you're going to be representing Arkansas State for the next year.
Yes, it's so awesome.
I know you're excited about that.
Yes.
Fantastic. So now you also go back to Miss Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like competing in Miss Arkansas?
It's a whirlwind. It is truly the best week of my life, but it also pushes me so much. And, you know, you hear all these things about it as, you know, it's called an alpha, but basically a rookie contestant last year for my first year. And, you know, you hear it's tiring and it's so long, but it's honestly, no words can explain the week, because it's so exhilarating. But at the same time, you don't sleep, but you don't even realize you don't sleep. we'd have competitions until probably 10 or 11 at night, and then visitation, and then you'd get back to your room. And we all stay on one floor with each other, all the contestants do, so we're very sequestered. They treat it like Miss America, but it's kind of good. It prepares you for that. And Claudia, you know, said Miss America was honestly nothing as far as, you know, being sequestered and everything compared to Miss Arkansas. And so it really helps to prepare you for that. But you go back to your room, and there's 45 girls that want to get to know you and grow closer to you, so you end up talking until all hours of the night. And then if you win an award, you have to get up and go on media in the morning around 4 or 5, and so it's just consecutive staying up, you know, no sleep, all rehearsals, appearances, interviews, competitions. But it really is the best week of my life. And some of those friends, you know, I talk to every single day, even when I don't even get to see them more than probably 4 or 5 times a year. And so
Sure. It's
just such an exhilarating experience. And it really makes you appreciate, you know, more of the experience and not necessarily just coming there to win. Because, I mean, first of all, there's a 1 in 46 chance that you will.
Sure. Right.
So if you come in wanting to win, you know, there's a very likely chance that you might get let down. So I look for the other aspects of it too. The scholarship money, the people, just the whole week of memories that I just want to make sure I lived, you know, I did to my best potential, and I just lived it to the fullest.
You know, in the past couple of years, Arkansas State really has been represented well in the Miss Arkansas
Absolutely.
Pageant.
Yes, and I hope to fulfill that legacy as well, especially with Destiny and Corey. You know, with Corey winning overall preliminary swimsuit one night and Destiny making the top 10 as Miss ASU. You know, they set the bar high, not only on campus but off and at Miss Arkansas, and especially even just with Arkansas State students and alum that are competing. I mean, Claudia, she's awesome, and she sets the bar pretty high for A-State students as well that are competing. And so it just makes me want to push myself that, you know, even more, and really strive to, you know, just basically, you know, do what Claudia's done and make the impact on people that she has. And she's such an inspiration to all of us. And so, you know, you can dream of having that job one day, but it's one job at a time. And I'm really excited to get to be Miss Arkansas State this year.
So do you start preparing now for Miss Arkansas? And if you do, how do you prepare for something mm-hmm. like that?
So, yeah, what's funny about this, too, is that for Miss River Delta last year, it was in September. And so, you know, I won, and I was like, all right, we can sit back for a little while, start dress shopping around October and November, and, you know, take the time. But now it's like, okay, you got this event coming up. Like, it's crunch time. And so I actually have an interview on KATV in Little Rock in a few weeks. And so hopefully I'll get to go dress shopping down there a little bit and browse around. But hopefully we'll get a head start on it and jump into it. But it's definitely different from last year. It's going to be a little bit, you know, quicker pace. But I'm really excited. I'm ready to go head first into this. And I'm glad that this is, you know, I kind of got my feet in the water last year, so I know what I'm you know, getting myself into a little bit more this year.
Fantastic. Miss Arkansas State University, a wonderful representative of Arkansas State, Ellie
Stafford.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it.
So tell us about your platform, Live to Give.
So with Enteen, it was just strictly Make-A-Wish due to the fact that when I was in second grade, I decided to start my first Make-A-Wish fundraiser that year because in the past I would go to my dad's work with him, and I would always go on the day of the Have a Heart Wishathon that they have every single year, where they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And there's all different kinds of people there. There's the Wish kids being interviewed, people getting their actual wishes granted there, the Wish sponsors, the Wish granters, the people who actually raise the money, the businesses who are coming in and donating, you know, thousands of dollars at a time. And I just saw, you know, how much love was in that room and how much love these people had for that organization. And so I just decided I wanted to jump in and be a part of it. And so Maggie Benton, Miss Arkansas 2017, and I had a fundraiser at, it's now Health Wellness Environmental Studies, but it was originally South Elementary School here in Jonesboro. And we raised a little bit over $1,000. So ever since then, it's continued. It still continues at every single elementary school in Jonesboro Public Schools now, as well as the junior high and high schools in Jonesboro Public Schools. And so now they've raised over $200,000 over the past probably 12 or 13 years, however old I am now. And so I just use that story to encourage everybody that, you know, as a six-year-old, it's very intimidating to go, you know, in front of sixth graders and ask them for money. But if you put yourself out there and really dedicate yourself to some organization that's had an impact on your life or that's close to your heart in any way, then you're never too young or too old. You're never too old either to find an organization and give back to it and, you know, truly live to give. So I hope to spread that word all across campus as well as my community again this year and continue to give back in as many ways as I can.
And that is Miss Arkansas State University 2019, Ellie Stafford. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.